In Canada, a wastebasket is a litter barrel. A buck is actually $1.28, and a ruffled potato chip is called a wavy andouille. Because everyone in Canada is so polite and nice, I was pretty sure I couldn't get strangers to talk about politics, let alone say anything interesting.
If Bernie Sanders was Jesus Christ, they wouldn't recognize him in the United States.
That's one of my new drinking buddies, Clive, a lawyer in Calgary. And like Clive, every single person I spoke with, bar none, loved Bernie Sanders. But their second choice, Trump or Clinton, here's where things got a little complicated. To kick off Politics on Tap 2016, WNIJ thought it might be interesting to start north, way north, like Calgary and Alberta north, a town where worrying about south of the border doesn't mean jobs in Mexico, it means guns and the United States. One of my favorite spots was the first place I found, a convivial outdoor space sandwiched between buildings called the Container Bar. Just large enough for two rows of picnic tables, the coziness all but begs for conversation. And it's where I started asking people if they were following the American election.
A fair bit.
Okay, what are your impressions?
It's one of the more interesting elections.
In fact, everyone I spoke to in Canada had an excruciatingly well-informed opinion on what was happening south of their border. And like Lindsay, they all had strong opinions.
I would rather see somebody vote for, like, extending Obama's time, staying as president in the U.S. Yeah.
At the Container Bar, the local beer is served in mason jars, and the tapas, or as they call it, small plates to share, includes fried chicken skin in some kind of proprietary red chili paste, which was so delicious, no one would tell me what was in it. Donald Trump, however, my Canadian friends were more than happy to discuss.
Trump, if you ignore all of the dumb he says to get elected, his policies actually are not that right-wing. They're very, very center.
Meet Stephen, Andrew, and Tristan, three well-dressed young men, great haircuts, having a beer after classes. Two of them are political science majors. All three took the standard Canadian position that Bernie Sanders was far and away the best choice. The better second choice was where they differed. Andrew thought Hillary Clinton was best.
And I get how she's unlikable, but I think that it's basically the difference between not wanting to eat your vegetables or wanting to eat broken glass. That's the difference.
Stephen, who, let's face it, had the nicer hair and the slicker tie, thought Trump was a better second choice.
He has some smart policies, like he recently released a paper saying he would support taxing the rich more and not taxing the poor.
Tristan, however, was actually concerned about some of the specifics and all that dumb shit Trump's been saying. Particularly about the much-vaunted wall.
Mexico's going to develop as a country, and there's valuable assets there that can be utilized for developing the American economy. And I think that just broadly blocking that out is not smart. And I don't think that does an honest job to the duty that the president has to the citizens of the United States.
Down the block from the Container Bar is Kensington Pub, a British bar whose shingle is a wood carving of a bulldog in a red bowler. The inside sprawls with narrow rooms of tables and drinkers. The walls are festooned with British and Canadian flags. This is where I met Rowan, a young man with tri-citizenship in America, Canada, and Great Britain. I asked him, from his unique perspective, if he thought Canadians were getting nervous about what was happening down south.
I feel like most of Canada might be the same, is like we're a little scared about Trump specifically along with the rest of the world. And like, I'm not convinced by Hillary, but I feel like she would be safe.
I was born like this. I had no choice.
Rowan explained that Canadians feel the burn so badly because the Canadian right-wing party would still be to the left of the American Democrats. He said Canadians are generally baffled by the difference between Trump's reported weakness as a candidate and his success in the polls. Paul, working a local brew from nearby Big Rock Brewery, described the U.S. news coverage this way.
They just poop on Trump supporters. There's so many powerful people that are against Trump, yet Americans are somehow voting for him. There's this disconnect that I don't understand where that's happening.
Of course, Canadians hear in this echoes of their own recent political shakeup. Stephen Harper recently lost prime ministership to Justin Trudeau when it was felt that Harper had gone too far to the right.
He stopped being Canadian. He stopped being proud of ourselves because we became intolerant. And that's not who we are. We're the most tolerant, aside from Norway, country in the world.
Clive is that uniquely Canadian character, the well-informed citizen of the world with strong opinions and a big heart. He told me he thought Americans in New England and the Midwest have much more in common with Canadians than those same Americans have with Americans who live in the South, which is why he was persuaded by Trump's anti-free trade rhetoric and felt that if Bernie Sanders couldn't win, then Americans might as well have Trump, who would at least shake things up.
And the only way to get Detroit back to work is to stop free trade and insist on tariffs and getting people working in the United States.
He felt Americans had bigger problems than one rogue politician.
I'm more nervous about your gun laws, your three strikes and your outlaws, your weird sexual laws, your weird marijuana laws. You don't have health care.
Yeah.
I mean,
we it's just expensive.
I gotta tell you that I'm more nervous about the United States than I am about any other country in the world.
Now what? Me too, Clive. Fortunately, if things get too crazy down here, there's a place up north with loads of land and not very many people in it. Yes.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field.
Yeah,
eh?
Right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty.
Listen to this, it's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not. You're
lying. It is so.
Stop lying, will you?
Take off, eh?
Take off. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's
yeah.
coming in.
Well, that's like...
like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Hang on, that
no,
can't be.
It is, yeah. It is. Because
well, hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long.
Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh? Oh,
look what you did. Everybody's gone.
You
see you.
Come back. I won't let him do it again.
Yeah, my fault was, yeah, your
yeah,
fault.
Such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, hoser.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me
yeah,
like
I
on
will
another
not.
Label.
Oh, now everybody's gone.
Good
Saul.
Day.
Good day.